Thomas William Ernest May joined the post office in 1910 as an assistant postman. In 1915, at the age of 20, he joined the post office rifles and went to war. Like so many others, Thomas was an ordinary man thrust into an extraordinary situation. These are extracts from the diary he kept whilst at the Western Front.
May 17th, 1915. Very heavy shelling of our trenches all the day, and also it rained all the day. Just as the night drew in, the Bedfords made a charge and we stood in reserves. Not one officer returned and about 750 casualties. Still it was raining and we were up to our necks in mud. About 9 p.m. was ordered to take a message over to the captured trench, and whilst out there came in contact with plenty of the wounded, and it was a terrible sight, because they were getting buried in the mud. I returned with an answer just about 12:15 a.m, wet through to the skin and covered in mud, also cut about in trying to get through the German barbed wire. May 18th. The rain and shells still pouring on us, and at 2 a.m. a shell bursted on the parapet, killing Sergeant Gurley and wounding 4 men. Wally Wise and myself volunteered to carry a man on the stretcher who was wounded in the leg, and got him successfully out of the trenches, but all the time the shells were getting very unpleasant. Whilst on the way back, met Cyril Hall on a stretcher with his leg shattered. Later on he died of wounds. It was getting light and I felt very queer, but a pipe of tobacco cured me. May 26th. Prepared to make a charge on a fort at end of trench. Covered our bayonets with our handkerchiefs and crept up to the parapet and was just about going over when a messenger from headquarters came up with a message to stop the attack. If this messenger had been 2 minutes late, we would have certainly have rushed to our doom because of fort being heavily manned with machine guns. May 27th. I must say that during the last few days we have lost nearly half the battalion, also losing 6 officers and several suffering with slight wounds and nervous breakdowns. It was heartbreaking to see the boys return from the trenches. The boys were knocked to the wide, and some platoons who once numbered about 61 men, only about 14 left in some cases. The battalion is now properly broke up, and the only one consolation we have got is the post office rifles had earned a good name, also captured a long line of trench. But this was done with a heavy cost.